This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Akil McDonald. Last name, McDonald, M-A-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. First name, McKeel, M-I-C-H-E-A-L-D. Date of birth, July 6, 1972. Date of evaluation, May 15, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Hassan Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B. The chief complaint, the patient is a 52-year-old male with history of cervical disc injury who is scheduled for surgery on June 9, 2025, period. The HBI. The patient is a 52-year-old male with an industrial injury and subsequent repetitive motion injury, semicolon, which first developed after being rear-ended in a vehicular accident, period. He then developed worsening symptoms in 2017, period. He had begun experiencing ongoing cervical pain and right upper extremity radicular symptoms since his injury of 2021, period. The patient had developed decreased grip, common numbness, tingling, and sharp pain shooting down both arms, period. Pain at worst was 8-9/10, and on average is 7-8/10, period. He had been treated conservatively to include physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and a physician-directed home exercise program to include stretching and anti-inflammatories for pain. The patient had continued with symptoms and is now felt to require surgical intervention, period. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, although he had been seen in the emergency room 2 years earlier for evaluation, period. His past medical history includes 1, migraine headaches, next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, diabetes type 2, next number, gout, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery in 2024, right ankle surgery in 2018, left ankle surgery times 3, bone spur, left knee, 1991. Medications, metformin, 500 milligrams. Correction, metformin, 850 milligrams, 1 daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. Valsartan, daily. Allopurinol, 250 milligrams, 1 daily. Rosuvastatin, 40 milligrams, half tablet daily. The allergies, K-Flex results in a minor rash. Family history, mother had breast cancer, father had kidney cancer with metastatic disease. Maternal grandmother and paternal grandmother all had cancers. The social history, patient notes occasional cigar use, but denies cigarettes or drug use. He notes history of rare marijuana use, period. The review of systems, constitutional. He has had fatigue, weight gain, and weakness. Skin, he reports moles, M-O-L-E-S, and rash. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Nose, he reports sneezing and nasal discharge. Neck, he has pain, stiffness, and decreased range of motion. Gastrointestinal, he reports antacid use, change in bowel habits. He has diarrhea, constipation, and hemorrhoids. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he has history of post-traumatic stress disorder and further reports depression and insomnia. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 119/90, comma, pulse 65, comma, respiratory rate 16, comma, height 72 inches, comma, weight 275 pounds, period. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The neck exam reveals tenderness to palpation, period. There is decreased range of motion. There is tenderness on palpation, period. Data review. ECG reveals sinus rhythm, 57 beats per minute, non-specific ST changes. There is a PVC noted, period, ECG otherwise unremarkable, period. The MRI revealed significant neural compression at the C5-6 level, period. He is noted to have cervical spondylosis, C5-6, severe right foraminal stenosis, of the cervical disc degeneration, period. The overall impression, this is a 52-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury, period. He had continued with symptoms of cervical radiculopathy, right greater than left, despite conservative therapies, period. He was found to have neural compression at the C5-6 level, coinciding with his right upper extremity dysesthesia, DYSESTHESIAS, period. He has had ongoing right upper limb radicular symptoms, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo C5-6 disc replacement, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, despite having multiple comorbidities, period. The active problems include 1, C5-6, severe right foraminal stenosis, next number cervical radiculopathy, right greater than left, next number bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, next number bilateral acromioclavicular joint arthritis, next number hypertension control, next number diabetes type 2, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number migraine. The recommendation, patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same sign. Dr. Rollington Ferguson.